Hello, I'm Justin from Austin, Texas.
I'm Matthew Workman from Medford, Oregon.
I'm Zach from Chicago, Illinois.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
If you'd like to support the show, like I did,
just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome to The Sound of Young America. This week's podcasts were recorded live at WNYC in New York City. And when we're in New York, we always like to visit our friend John Hodgman. He wrote a special piece just for our New York show, and he read it before a live audience. Let's go to the stage.
Good evening. My name is John Hodgman. I have some prepared material here for you. This is a magazine article that I wrote. To give you a little background, I was traveling with my wife in Connecticut, and we stayed at a beautiful and, I should say, expensive resort in the Connecticut countryside. This is an interesting resort because instead of having rooms, each room was an individual cottage, all scattered around this incredible replica of the Connecticut countryside. And each cottage had a theme. And I must preface this by saying all of this is true. Each cottage had a theme. One was like an old barn. Another was like a little stone house. There was a tree house. There was actually an airplane hangar that you could stay in, where you walked in and there was a couch and a TV, and then there was a plane, and the bed was in the plane, which is very romantic because people fall in love after plane crashes. And then there was one called Secret Society. And the one called Secret Society was this squat little fat obelisk with no windows. Not a lot of people were at this resort. We were actually the only people there. This clearly was a product of better economic times. After the collapse of the financial markets, people started to watch their pennies a little bit more and had less money to spend on weird, creepy, utopian villages full of stupid playhouses. And being alone there more or less put me in kind of a somber mood, and so I went to the main lodge where they had a little sitting area and a large comfy leather chair and alcohol. And I sat and I had a drink and sort of just watched the lawn and just, you know, anticipated zombie investment bankers coming to kill me, because that seemed like what would happen next. But instead I found a magazine, and it was Connecticut Monthly Magazine, which, of course, you know, is the best-selling consumer magazine about Connecticut. And it had a cover story with this headline, 16 Things to Do in Connecticut Before You Die. And I thought, that's a very grim headline. And somewhat unfair as well, because, after all, when the total collapse of civilization comes, and we all know it's coming, it's the ones who die who are the lucky ones. What about those of us who are left over? Where is our Connecticut Monthly Magazine article? So I sat down to pen this short service article. It actually appeared in Hello Connecticut Magazine, which is the second most popular consumer magazine about Connecticut. But I would say the only consumer magazine about Connecticut that is willing to accept and publish the hard truths about what we're all going to face in approximately 10 years to 7 months from now. So here is my article. It is entitled 16 Things to Do in Connecticut Before the Coming Total Collapse of Civilization. 1. Visit the Mystic Seaport Museum for a tour of Connecticut's long seafaring tradition. Don't forget to get a slice at Mystic Pizza. 2. Check out architect Philip Johnson's famous glass house in New Canaan, Connecticut. As advertised, its walls are entirely made of glass, so don't throw any stones. 3. Buy the largest handgun you can afford. 4. Spend a weekend in the Pequot Palace Suite, high atop Mohegan Sun, and enjoy a vision quest in your own private luxury sweat lodge. 5. Smash up all your furniture and use the wood to make your own crossbow bolts. 6. Take the old Nutmegger train from Danforthbury to Old New Lyme, a perfectly preserved passenger train from the early 20th century evoking the glory days of rail travel. On Halloween, people dress in period costume and stage a murder mystery. Can you tell who done it? 7. While on the train, kill a man with your bare hands. Just to make sure you're capable of it. 8. Take a ghost tour of the spooky old Hartford Whalers Arena, abandoned since 1998. Maybe you'll see a hockey ghost. 9. Do not listen to what Connecticut Monthly Magazine says about getting a pack of dogs for protection. Dogs are great for companionship and eventually, when it comes down to it, leather. If you want protection, get a pack of tigers. 10. Get a burger at Louis' Lunch. Reputedly the first hamburger ever made in the United States, this burger is still served on toast instead of buns and is still cooked vertically in antique cast iron cookers, and very soon, for the first time since 1902, it will once again be made from 100% baby flesh. 11. Take a canoe ride on Lake Doolittle at sunset and say goodbye to sunshine for the next 1,000 years. 12. Start hoarding and repairing shopping carts. Listen to me. Gold is worthless. Shopping carts. That's what you want to have. 13. Get a warm lobster roll at Donnelly's Lobster Pound on Cantitlbuck Point. Then order 5 more and eat them as quickly as possible. Then kick the cash register over, take the money, and demand that all the employees become your wives. 14. Remember to enjoy life while you have it. Live your life consciously. Make time for quiet contemplation, even on the busiest day. And take one last moment to pray to your puny god. 15. Then join the throngs at Yale University's historic Woolsey Hall to await the arrival of Chagagagog, the weeping judge, as he rises from the secret pools beneath the Beinecke Rare Books Library to bring us the new laws forever after. Watch out for his tentacles. They are poisoned with the memories of your deepest shameful secrets. Finally, 16. Have your teeth removed and replaced with metal fangs. These will confuse the Nosferatu clans and are also just better for biting in general. Thank you very much for your kind attention. I hope you find that useful.
John Hodgman is the author of the hilarious books, The Areas of My Expertise, and More Information Than You Require. He also just launched a brand new podcast with us at MaximumFun.org. It's called Judge John Hodgman, and you can get it for free in iTunes. Just search for John Hodgman. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go. For Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. Coverage of the world of comedy on The Sound of Young America is supported by Humber College, offering a 2-year program dedicated to comedy. Students learn stand-up, improv, acting, and writing skills and perform in the heart of Toronto. At Humber, we make funny people funnier. More information at humbercomedy.com.